The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Welcome, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I am in the studio with Joshua Collum. Josh, you've had a very busy week. I know you're out meeting with our listeners and putting their beautiful homes on the market.
Yeah, it seems like I've been every direction in this valley.
Oh, you sure have. And of course, Vicki Royce Middlebrook. And Vicki, you are the director of the Carol Royce Team Luxury Division. And I know that you have been selling a lot of high-end houses.
Yes, it's been, you know, a great market. We're meeting with a lot of our listeners. We're out there, you know, in all different parts of the valley, from Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, Chandler, Gilbert,
Peoria,
Surprise, all over the valley selling the high-end homes. And it's an honor to meet with you and to hear your story and get to help you accomplish your why, for why it is that you're moving and selling your home or buying your next home.
Well, and you know, Josh, we think it's very important when we sit down and talk with the seller to get the why it is that they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more we know, that the better we're able to come alongside them and help them get their home sold.
Exactly. And we use so many methods and ways to sell homes here at the Carol Royce Team. So when
true.
We know your why, we can fit your needs much
yeah.
better.
So very true. Hey, it is a beautiful October day, Vicki. You got any plans? There's so much going on right now in Phoenix and Maricopa County.
Well, this afternoon, you know, just kind of going to be working, have some clients to meet with this afternoon. But this time of year, it's awesome. This is what we call patio weather. And we know that Josh knows every great patio in the valley to go have a nice meal or drink. Right, Josh?
That's true. We've been going to them frequently.
All right. Hey, let's get right on with our luxury report, Vicki. And when you finish the luxury report, we want to talk about that, of course. But then let's also cover just a little bit of that under a million so our listeners can catch it all.
Okay. So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, there's 2,001 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $55 million. The current average price luxury for sale property is $2.44 million, with days on market averaging 85 days. So we are seeing those days on market going up.
Expand, yes.
Now, in the coming soon, these are homes not quite on the market yet, but they're, you know, getting the homes ready. There's a few of them during this process that will allow for showings. We have 58 luxury properties coming on the market from $1.55 million to just under $7 million. So if you're curious about these properties, you're not going to find them anywhere on the internet. Reach out to the Carol Royce team today. We'd love to give you information or show you these homes. Under contract in escrow, right now, there's 657 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $14.95 million. The current average price luxury home in escrow right now is $2.13 million, with days on market averaging 77 days for those homes. Now, if we take a look at what closed escrow in our MLS just since last week's show, we had 78 homes close. And the average price point for those homes, or let's just say the price point range was $1 million to a high of $14.5 million on those homes. That number's dropped a bit.
It has.
We'll have to watch it week over week. We say let's continue to watch it because our luxury market's been going strongly. But, you know, as rates keep going up, as people look at their stock market portfolios and their other investments, they kind of take that overall look and go, you know, maybe we need to take a pause or maybe we need to speed things up. So it just depends on where people are with their portfolios. But I want to watch this week after week and see if that number...
78 is a lesser number than we've had in previous weeks.
Correct. So we'll continue to watch that number. Then if we take a look at the current yearly averaged sold home in the valley right now, we're running at $1.88 million with average days on market 50. Since the first of the year, we've had 4,773 luxury properties close escrow, the highest year to date, still $28.1 million. I know, Carol, that you like to take a look, too, at what's going on with that $1.5 million and above.
Right. And the reason we decided that, Josh and Vicki, is because so many now of our production, very nice production homes, but mm-hmm. but have come Entered into in. That million-dollar range, and some of it have exceeded. So we're trying to separate out the truly custom high-end homes. Okay, Vicki.
Okay, so $1.5 million and above, the yearly average, we basically have had 2,239 of those homes close escrow since the first of the year. Average price point, $2.63 million, with days on market, 60 days. So that market's still really strong right now.
It is. And, you know, you see the disparity from the 60 days to the current days on market. You said that is running 85 days, because when we average that, it brings that average down to that 60 days. So, but here's what's to keep in mind. Right now, today, Josh, if you looked at our high-end market, you would say, on average, it's taking just under 3 months to get these mm-hmm. sold, right at that three-month period to get them sold.
Yeah, and that's still not an unrealistic number when
no.
we look at, you know, historically how long it's taken to sell these mm-hmm. properties in our valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, days on market have expanded, Vicki, not only in our high-end market, but in that under a million market, they've expanded too. So if you don't mind, just give us a real quick update of what's going on in the under million market as far as how many are on the market now.
Yeah, so currently on the market in that under a million market for single family detached homes, there's 13,918 homes, and the average price point for those homes are $520,000. The average days on market, 63 days. So that's for the listed for sale. So that's what you would be competing against if you were to put a home on the market today, right?
Right.
And then coming up later in the show, we're going to go ahead and break down exactly what the under a million market is doing. But currently, right now, you know, the days on market are growing.
The days on market are growing. And I just did a video out to a lot of our sellers, and I like to do, Josh, a video about every week, every 10 mm-hmm. days, just to let anybody in our database, anybody that we've done business with or currently doing business with, really what's going on. I give them a capsule bird's eye view of our local Arizona, Maricopa County, especially real estate market. And what I reported in that is that buyers, they're having somewhat of what I call payment shock.
Mm-hmm.
Because just imagine if you were at a 4% interest rate and all of a sudden you went to just under 7%. Just imagine how your payment has jumped up there.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a shock to a lot of buyers. For the past decade, we were kind of in the threes and fours, maybe even twos. So it's an adjustment. And sellers are kind of finding ways of being proactive and kind
they
of making,
are.
You know,
yes.
their home more incentivized for buyers to buy. They can help with the buy down of that rate in some cases. But it's an interesting market, and we here at the Carol Royce team do the very best that we can to negotiate, whether you're a seller or a buyer, that mm-hmm. way you can get into your mm-hmm. next dream home or sell your existing one.
Absolutely. So, Vicki, what do you advise when you talk with a home buyer many times? Do you advise sitting on the wait? Let's wait and see what the new year brings. Let's
no,
wait.
No, no, okay. no, no, no. We know what the market is today. Mm-hmm. And the market is a great place for buyers to be. Mm-hmm. We've put a lot of buyers under contract in the last couple of weeks at the Carol Royce team. And the feedback from the buyers has been, wow, this was an easier process than I thought.
Right.
They saw that they were able to negotiate some.
Right.
We've had some where the sellers did pay the buyer's closing cost. And overall, the buyers are just excited. Some of them are second home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Some
right.
of them, a couple of them were first time buyers. And then there were sellers that we had where we put their home under market and then they went and bought a new home from us. So we're seeing all different types of buyers out there at the Carol
Royce. So here's the thing. Here's what we know. You marry the house and divorce the rate. Meaning,
well, you date the rate and then get it.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
So what that means is, in layman's terms, is, you know, go ahead and get your house now. Mm-hmm. And when the rates come down, and they always do because rates go up and they come down, then you refinance, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You just refinance. And you know what you did is you refinanced, but you didn't cut. So you were at a 27-year. So you just refinanced at another 27-year.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people think that you can either refinance only into 15 or 30-year.
No, that's not the case.
No,
right.
Like you said, I was 3 years into my mortgage payment, and then I did a 27-year refi. So there's ways to still make it, you know, work for you. And we've got some great lenders that we work with here at the Carol Royce team. That's something that you're interested in, we can get you in touch with them.
Absolutely, you do. So again, Vicki, what I hear you and Justin, if your life needs to move on, if you need to do something, go ahead and do that, because there will be an opportunity down the road to refinance that interest rate into something that might be a little more appealing to you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I was talking with one of our home buyers this week, and the lender said what they were able to do is they did a rescore on the buyer's credit. They had the buyer do a couple things on their credit, and that actually dropped the interest rate from where the buyer was quoted even, say, 60 days ago. So this buyer is all excited, saying the lender was creative, found another tool on how I could get a lower interest rate than what I was quoted 2 months ago, even though the feds have raised rates since. So there's different solutions happening out there, and life does go on, and people still need to buy housing, and there's an excitement out there when these buyers buy their home.
There truly is, and like you said, we have had several sales just in the past few days, and it is exciting to see how excited the buyers are and you know how the sellers are, because they get to move on with their life too.
Right. We had a seller that just gave us, you know, a timeline and said, I only have this short timeline to be able to make my next home work. They were on the market with another agent. Home did not sell. And so they came to us and said, do you think you can make this timeline happen? And I said, you know, there's not 100% guarantee out there that anybody can do this. None of us have a crystal ball that can tell us what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, we were able to get that home under contract, and they are so excited because
awesome.
The house that they have been under contract for quite a while, they're able to get.
Awesome. Hey, come on back. We're going to go to a quick break. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And, of course, I'm in the studio with my favorite grandson. But don't tell the others, Josh. That would be you, Joshua Collum.
Your secret's safe with me unless they listen.
That's right. And today, Josh, we've got a very special guest. We've got Ryan Riveras. He is the CEO of Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. And, Ryan, one of the reasons that I want you on our show is because our real estate market is not acting today like it was acting the first quarter of the year. So what's going on out there?
Yeah, so we've just traditionally we have roughly about 25,000 homes on the market. The end of last quarter, this quarter, we had about 4,000 homes on the market.
So 4,000 homes for 5 million people. Doesn't sound like that's enough homes.
It's not enough homes. And so with a little bit rising interest rates, which are still historically competitive.
I agree with you.
We started to see a little bit of a slow.
And so by that, Josh, as interest rates began to rise and home sellers began to go, you know what? We better get our home on the market. Maybe it is time. We've kind of been procrastinating, but let's get our home on the market. So, Josh, we saw a flood of homes coming on the market. So we went from, Ryan, what you said, 4,000 homes in the first quarter of 2022 to Joshua today. I think you just...
We're at 19,000.
19,000. Oh my gosh. That's a lot of extra homes out there.
It is, but traditionally we usually have about 25,000 homes on the market. And so we are still lower than usual.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how all of these numbers, Ryan and Josh, kind of come together. But, you know, one of the things, Josh, that we do at the Carol Royce team is we do trend the market. And we do communicate with experts in the market like Ryan over at Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. Because, Ryan, it is important for us to know as an appraiser what you're seeing out there so that we can take your data and put it in with ours and then give that seller some accurate information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have tools to help assist with that.
And that's another thing I want you to talk about. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So I developed a flash appraisal. You can find it at theflashappraisal.com.
Okay. Okay.
What it is a pre-listing appraisal done by a certified appraiser. It's $150. You'll get it back in 72 hours. Very quick. It's very accurate and will help you position the price of your home before you go on to market.
So, Josh, let's just think about this, because when we look at today, so a seller calls us out and we go out with them and we're doing the comparables to help them determine the right price. And when you look at data, Josh, and we look back, in your opinion, can we use a comparables that sold in February or March with a traditional value today?
No, because back then we had way more buyer demand.
Truly.
Houses were kind of just selling like crazy. And while houses are definitely still selling today, the demand isn't quite there. There's more inventory to compete with. Houses are kind of sitting on the market a little bit longer. So it's a different scenario. We use that as a guide. And traditionally, if we don't have to go that far back, we won't. But
right.
It's just two different markets.
It is two different markets. And so the other thing, Ryan, that I really love about your flash appraisal is, you know, it's hard. This market is, it has a moving target, you know.
Yes.
It's not a standstill steady. Okay. I can say with confidence that your house is worth this much money. I don't think any of us can do that with confidence. And so if I was a seller or even a real estate agent, and I know on the Carol Race team, we recommend this, it would be wonderful to have you come alongside of that seller and that agent, get a flash appraisal, and then that helps determine. And here's the other thing, Ryan and Josh, we know this. If we say to a buyer or to a buyer agent, well, it's priced at appraisal, that gives credibility.
It does.
Because a seller and a realtor can put any number on a house they want to, right?
Right.
But appraisers, you don't do that. You really take that data and put it down and come up with a value that you can stand by.
Absolutely. And even further than that, appraisers will dive into the trending market.
Exactly.
And even though they might have a historical data, a comparable, that they can make time adjustments based on the trends that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So you will get an accurate valuation.
And Josh, for $150, that is could be a tremendous asset to the home seller. Correct?
Definitely. And I mean, especially in the luxury market where things are a little less comparable, you've got custom features, you know, all these differences. I could definitely see huge value there.
And Ryan, it could be a tremendous value to a home buyer.
Absolutely.
Because a home buyer, Josh, there's nothing more frustrating for a buyer or a seller than getting a home under contract and for whatever reason it doesn't appraise.
Absolutely.
The buyer doesn't have to go forward with that loan. They don't have to buy. The seller doesn't have to bring the value down. So so many times that transaction, Josh, will fall apart over an appraisal. So with this, you're somewhat, well, you're more certain that
right.
the buyer's
there might be a small variability.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Like you said, we're more certain.
You're more certain. So I think this is a valuable tool, Ryan. And I think that, you know, again, if you're a seller out there and you're hearing me today, you want more information on this, I invite you to pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Josh, Vicki, or I would love to meet with you, sit down with you, show you how this works and how this can benefit you if you're thinking of getting your home on the market.
Definitely. And I mean, us agents, you know, we look at prices day in, day out. We are price savvy. And here at the Carol Royce team, we do try to structure how we price a home. It's similar to how an appraiser would.
Right.
Because the last thing we want to do is get into a situation where we are approaching the closing table and the appraisal does come in low and it just really disrupts both parties.
Josh.
So I know that when we're looking at our comps and everything, I mean, we are really tailoring it to that degree. But there's definitely so much benefit to getting an appraisal up front, I would say, like that.
You know, there are other things too, Ryan. Josh talked a little bit about amenities, right? There are mountain views. There are certain neighborhoods. There are golf course views. There are other things. And for us realtors, sometimes it's difficult for us to say, if you've got a model match or something that's very close to being a model mm-hmm. match, but one backs to the mountain preserve or a golf course and the other one doesn't, you know, Josh, we struggle a little bit, although we're pretty good at it, putting a value on that.
It's tough. So, like, we've been trained to know how to do a paired sales analysis
okay.
and extract that value.
Yes.
But it takes experience, and you need to know what you're doing.
Well, and we do have a lot of experience, and we can come up with those values.
Yes.
But, boy, Ryan, it would be so nice if I could just lean on you a little bit.
Yes. No, absolutely. And you're definitely an expert in the real estate market, 100%.
I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you for that. So, again, is this done? Is this done by licensed appraisers, your
yes.
pre-list?
Yeah,
your
it's done by licensed mm-hmm. appraisers.
Okay.
This is what they do all day, every day. And like I said, it's $150. It can be done in 72 hours. It's quick. They can order it from the website, theflashappraisal.com, or they could give me a call at 480-639-1960.
You know... Ryan, if we did that, or if a home seller said, okay, I'm in, I want to do this, mm-hmm. and would it be accurate then for us to market that property as priced at appraised value?
Well, I mean, that's where your expertise comes into play.
Ah!
So, you know, I think with you sitting down with your sellers and coming to a decision on how fast you want this home to sell, the appraisal, the flash appraisal is a good mark.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
It's a great tool. It's a great tool, Josh, for us at the Carroways team to have in our tool bag. And it is a tool that we use. And again, it just gives credibility. It gives credibility to the seller.
Absolutely.
Okay, it gives credibility. I've often said to sellers, especially in high-end homes, Ryan and Josh, if the agent walks in and says, your house is worth $2.8 million, I go, I don't know. I don't quite agree with that. Because many times we cannot walk into these nicer ultra-luxury or luxury homes and just and that day nail a price. It takes research.
It absolutely does.
It takes research. And Josh, even in that under a million market, we do our research.
Definitely. But I think tools like these can definitely help. I know that there's been instances when I've been meeting with sellers and there is kind of a difference in where we both think the value is. So it always helps to have a third party, I would say.
Always helps. And, you know, with Ryan, and Ryan, you've been in business for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You're a great appraiser. I've used
you.
I know you. I trust you. You're accurate. You know this market. And again, you live in this market.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every day you're in this market, just like we are.
Yes.
Every day we're in the market and we trend it. We need to be out in front of this market so that we can advise our sellers properly. And Josh, if we're working with a buyer, we need to do the same thing with that
mm-hmm.
buyer. So Ryan, we're not seeing today many houses where they're being bid way up. Over
no.
list price, where the appraisal's being waived, where the inspection's being waived. Josh, we haven't seen that market in a while.
Yeah, it's been some time. You know, it all comes down to how a price or how a home is conditioned, priced, and where it's located. Again, buyers are still out there, but I think the frenzy that we kind of experienced those days are a little gone.
Yeah, but we are selling houses. We
yes.
are selling houses. We're still seeing some cash in this market, right?
Absolutely. Nationwide, we're seeing movement.
Yeah, we're seeing movement nationwide. We are seeing cash, more cash in our high
mm-hmm,
end
mm-hmm.
than we're seeing in that move-up buyer or first-time home buyer. Hey, when we're about to go on a break, Ryan, I want to come back. I want to talk a little bit about that first-time home buyer and the move-up buyer and how this real estate market is affecting them.
Okay.
Is that positive? Is it negative? Or is it having no effect? They're just out there doing what they want to do. So let's do that, Josh.
Definitely. You are listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday from 2 to 3. You can always reach us at carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. Or you can call us at 480-776-5231. Stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce. And again, I am so privileged to be with you every single Sunday afternoon. And I am in the studio with Joshua Collum. Hello, Joshua.
Hey there.
Hey there, Josh. And again, Josh, we've got one of our favorite guests on the air today. We've got Ryan Riveras. He is the CEO. I love that title, CEO. That means you are the boss.
It is. I've worked hard for that.
You are the boss of Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. So again, Ryan, just tell us what an appraisal management company is.
Sure. At Accelerated AMC, our responsibility is to manage the appraisal process for the lenders.
So, for the lenders, okay.
Yeah, so we'll receive orders from lenders
right.
and assign them out, subcontract them to licensed appraisers nationwide.
Very good. So, Josh, when we sell a home representing either the buyer or the seller, and if that buyer is getting financing, so it's so whatever mortgage company they're using, Ryan, that mortgage company would contact an appraisal management company to have an appraiser come out to appraise a property.
That's correct. So we manage that process.
You manage that process. What is the purpose of that appraisal?
At that point, the appraiser is representing the lender to make sure that the investment that the bank is making on your behalf is a secured value.
Yeah. And so that probably didn't happen with high integrity in 07, 08, 09, and 10. I would say that probably didn't happen. I put you on the spot. From where I sat, that didn't happen.
Sure.
So I think, Ryan, that's how appraisal management companies came into being, so that there was more oversight?
Yeah, it's just so there's no collusion or the possibility
not
of collusion.
That we did anyway. Yeah. I think everybody was doing their best.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a very, very, very small percentage of
very small, and everyone was doing their best. But here we are today in 2022, and we have Ryan Riveras, who is with Accelerated Appraisal Management Company. And so, Ryan, many times I hear the sellers say, well, let me get my own appraiser if there's financing. Well, you could do that if you wanted to.
Sure.
However, the bank is going to send
their representative,
absolutely, because a bank needs to know if we're going to loan $500,000 less or more, Josh, on this house, we need to know that the value is there.
Correct.
Right? Not only is the value there, but from a lender point of view, can this borrower pay us back?
Absolutely. Very important.
Pay us back. And so, Josh, one of the things that we want to do, especially when we're representing a buyer, is we don't want to bury that buyer. We don't want to sell them a property that we know in our heart of hearts is above value, right? So we want to do our due diligence, just like you do, Ryan, with your appraisers.
Yes.
Yeah, and when working with a buyer, I mean, we're doing the best we can to pull comps and kind of get the value for them.
Exactly.
But sometimes, you know, you will be in an instance where the appraisal does come in low, and at that point, we're negotiating on behalf of the buyer to kind of get that fair price
there.
Adversely, when we're with sellers, I mean, I know that every time I am working in a situation where an appraiser is involved, I'm meeting that appraiser with where we saw the value, why we priced it that way, the contract, all sorts of pertinent information, which they may or may not have, and kind of discussing with them kind of what they're seeing, too.
So Ryan, that is one thing that we do at the Carol Royce team. So a lot of the houses in our beautiful Valley of the Sun have these tile roofs on them, right?
Right.
And if you go out, as I go out as a real estate agent, you go out as an appraiser, we can't tell if the underlayment has been done.
That's correct.
We cannot tell. So I'll just tell you my story. I bought a new house and I had it inspected, and the inspector said, you've got 1 year left on this roof. And I went, oh my gosh. You know what? I spent $33,000 to put a new roof on. Would that $33,000 be beneficial for that appraiser to know a roof underlayment was done within the past 6 months or year at this cost? Is that something important for an appraiser to know?
Yes, absolutely. The cost of value versus not doing it and doing it, an appraiser can figure that out for you.
I think so, too. So when Josh said that we give the appraiser, we call it an upgrade list. That's just a term that we use at the Carol Royce team. But we do think that some of these things that you really can't see could be important to an appraiser. Because you might find a model match in a neighborhood, Ryan, but this house was built in 2000 and it's got original everything. This house was built in 2000, but the sellers have redone the kitchen, all of the bathrooms, hardwood floor. All of that. And oh, by the way, done the roof underlayment. So we like to point that out.
It's critically important.
I think so, too.
And it's wonderful for the appraiser to have something that's on a piece of paper that shows what you've done to the home, how much you spent. So that way they can take that data and accurately produce an appraisal.
So, Josh, on the Carol Royce team, we go the extra mile and then we go the extra mile again.
We keep doing it. One thing that I've noticed with sellers is sometimes they think that, you know, everything they put into the house, they're going to get a dollar for dollar amount. And unfortunately, that's not the case, but we are going to fight for every ounce of equity in your home. And that's, like you said, going the extra mile, meeting the appraiser, doing what we can to really illustrate the value there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right, Ryan. Sellers don't get 100%. Well, you know, we did this and we did that and it cost us $200,000. And so we'd like $225,000 for that. And I go, well, you know, maybe a buyer is going to be intrigued with that and love that if they're comparing your home to another.
Absolutely.
But many times we don't get dollar for dollar.
Yeah, it just varies and what they've done to the home.
Exactly.
You know, kitchens bring a lot of value.
They do.
Bathrooms bring a lot of value.
They do.
You know,
they
flooring
do.
Brings a lot of value.
You know, here's what I say to sellers, Josh, and I think you say the same thing. You made these improvements because this is how you wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you love it. And you did it for your lifestyle, for your family's lifestyle. So now a new buyer will come in. They're going to love it, too. But we can't get dollar for dollar many, many times. Hey, let's talk a little bit about something else. So I've done many radio shows, Ryan, on our first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. And here's where we're kind of seeing them. Back in the beginning of 2022 and the end of 2021, they were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting bid out. Josh, I know you would come in and say, I've written 12 contracts with this buyer, and we've been beaten out every time, either by cash investors, or somebody from another state that has cash and our little first-time home buyers. How are you seeing that market today, Josh?
I'm definitely seeing that the buyers have more of a fighting chance now. There's not as much demand there.
Okay.
They don't have to go above and beyond with their offers to compete with cash in many cases. I mean, cash offers are still out there, but not as alarmingly attached to every home that's for sale. So buyers are in a better place now. The only thing that I would say that's kind of hindering them is just the increase in rates and prices side by side. But we have seen rates come down a little bit, and obviously rates are tied to credit and so many other factors.
Right.
So there's ways buyers can improve their situations and get better rates. I mean, we look at all sorts of different things, maybe different lending programs, like, say, an ARM. So we like to be competitive on our team and getting our buyers the best kind of rates to make that
we
happen.
Do. So if you're a first-time home buyer and maybe you got out of the market, it's time. It's time to pick up the phone. Call us at the Carol Royce team, 480-776-5231. Josh, I think we could find them a home. Now, Ryan, prices are, let's just throw out an average number. Probably that starter pricing is running right around $500,000 right now.
Sure.
For these first-time home buyers. So, again, they're having to save a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not a lender, neither am I, so we won't get into lending here. But we do see a crack in the door for them to come back into this market.
Absolutely. There's more homes on the market right now.
There you go. Yes.
You know, you're probably able to get into a home offering list price and not having to go $30,000 above list price.
I agree.
What an opportunity that provides.
And then we've got that move-up buyer, Josh, and we're seeing this is where the struggle is, Ryan, and I'm going to say that that price range is your $650 to your $850. They're living in a house. Mm-hmm. They want to sell that house, take their equity, and move up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The challenge that we're seeing is now they can't sell their house as fast as they'd like to, and they're seeing, Josh, their equity position diminish just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're feeling a little strain right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely still doable. I think
it all
comes down to pricing and kind of how accurate you're being with the home that you need to sell. I think a lot of sellers are still kind of chasing the high of the market that was a couple months ago, but it's doable. We are noticing that, you know, contingent offers are kind of more into play now than they were in previous months, or at least buyers or sellers needing to use those. But you definitely want to link up with an expert like us at the Carol Royce team if you are planning on making a move from your current house to a next one. We can orchestrate that as simultaneously as possible.
Well, that's the truth. And, you know, we are still seeing, Ryan, and I know as an appraiser you don't see this, but we do. We're still seeing that a lot of these sellers are still remaining in their home for 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks after the close, just giving them an opportunity to have cash in hand and then be able to move out. And so we're still seeing some terms favorable to the seller. Would you agree, Josh?
Definitely. We negotiate our sellers the best terms that we can get for them. And many cases, like you said, they're getting the lease back after the fact, or they are getting, you know, top dollar for their home. So we make sure that they are in a good position.
Hey, Brian, I want you to come back one more time if you've got some opportunity. I just read an article that said that we have three areas in Maricopa County that they're now calling a buyer's market. That would be Buckeye, Queen Creek, and Santan Valley. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I could probably weigh in on that for sure.
Okay, let's do. Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. We are here with you every single Sunday afternoon. Hey, Josh, you know the purpose of this show is to bring accurate information to home buyers, home sellers, and your consumer out there that owns a property or thinking about owning a property. But it's our goal to give them accurate information. If you pick up USA Today or one of these other publications, you're not getting Arizona information.
No, I mean, national can have a trend as to what our micro Arizona market is doing. But as far as what we provide to do, we want to give you accurate information on our local Arizona market.
Real estate market. And again, we do this every single Sunday afternoon. We trend this market. We know this market. Hey, we're going to go to break. I am going to ask Josh and Ryan to come back because we've got a couple of other things I want to talk to. Come on back. Thank you. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Carol Royce, and I am here in the studio with Joshua Collum and Vicki Royce Middlebrook. And, you know, Vicki, I always love having Ryan Riveras on. He is an appraiser, but Josh, he not only appraises here in the Valley of the Sun, but you know, across the United States, he has appraisers that work for him. But what we really care about is what's going on here in the greater Phoenix area. And it's always good to hear it from the viewpoint of an appraiser.
Yeah, I mean, I know that for the past couple of years, cash offers were huge, and so realtors weren't working with appraisers not nearly as much as we were. But now that we're kind of in this transitional market, we're seeing a lot more financing come into play. And we work side by side with appraisals, trying to really get the value of these houses correct so that the seller can sell it and the buyer can buy it.
Vicki, case in point, we had a beautiful property in Tempe. We didn't, you know, we had it priced at one thing. You and I thought the price should be here. The seller thought, no, it should be here. So we called Ryan in and he did an appraisal on it. We priced it at Ryan's appraisal price. And you know what? We got a cash offer.
That's right. Yeah. So
it really helped because it gave that buyer confidence that this house, even though I'm paying cash, I know that I'm paying fair market value and not over fair market value.
And the important thing, too, is it helped, especially in a market like this, because
it helps the buyer.
The buyer emotionally might say, you know what? We think prices are going to continue to drop. But when they have that appraisal, they're able to look at it and go, okay, this is more of an accurate price point. So therefore, I can make an educated offer.
So it was a win-win. Our seller won. They got their house sold for an amount of money that they were extremely pleased with. And it was a win for the buyer because the buyer came in, saw it, saw the appraisal. Josh made the cash offer. And the buyer is feeling very comfortable that they didn't pay an exorbitant amount over what fair market value would be.
Yeah, the last thing a buyer wants to do is overpay. So when there is that already outlined appraisal, it just gives them so much more certainty in making the right decision.
Hey, exactly. Vicki, and when you go into some of these luxury homes, there's not always as many comps as, say, when you go into a production track type style home where cookie cutter neighborhood where several of the same floor plan have sold.
Well,
so it's
because
a little
the
different and emotional for those buyers sometimes in the custom
homes. Well, the amenities are different. You know, you've got the different lots, you've got views, you've got mountains, you've got lakes, you've got golf course, and the interior amenities are so different in these houses. But one of the things I will say at the Carol Royce team, we do study these factors. We do know what a mountain lot would bring as opposed to a non-mountain lot or a golf course opposed to a non-golf course. So anyway, we're schooled and studied in that, and we're experts in pricing these houses. But it's nice to have someone like Ryan come alongside of us and validate it.
Definitely.
That's right. It's always important because we don't want to leave any money on that table for our home sellers.
So what's going on in that under a million market?
Okay. So if we take a look at what's going on in the under a million market right now, there's 13,918 single family detached homes on the market. Average price for those homes, 520,000. Average days on market, 63 days. Coming soon, there's 403 homes that are getting ready to come on the market. Some of these homes are allowing showings. So again, if you're looking on different websites, you're not going to have access to these homes. So you need to really work with a real estate team that can help you have access to all of the homes out there. So reach out to the Kilroy's team today at 480-776-5231. Okay, under contract in escrow, there's 4,993 single-family detached homes in escrow. Average price, $502,817. Days on market for those homes are averaging 51. Now, if we take a look at just what's closed escrow just since last week's show, 733 homes. That number's down.
Way down. Well, not only is that number way down, but also the ones that are under contract are way down too at 493 homes.
That's 4,993. But yes, that number's down.
Way down.
Yeah. So 733 that closed just since last week's show, the average list price for those homes, $503,184. But the average closed price for those homes, $492,301. So, Carol and Josh, that's a difference or negotiation of $10,883. Yeah. And those days on market averaged 53 days.
So, again, Josh, it's not the one day, it's not the 2 day, it's not the 1 hour. which we really saw January, February. I mean, if you weren't Johnny on the spot, you missed the house. And it's no more waiting in line to get in a house to take a look at it when it's your turn. So our market has cooled. But here's the good news. Okay. So we're still selling houses. Houses are still selling. That's a great thing. There is negotiation going on of about $10,000 in this under a million market. Okay, that's still a win for the seller because of all of the equity run up that we've had in these last few years. Would you agree, Vicki?
I would, absolutely.
And it's a win for the buyer, Josh, because they get to, you know, they got to negotiate and probably still got to do a home inspection. Right? They didn't have to waive that.
Definitely. And one thing that I've seen out there a lot more lately is the simultaneous closes are kind of more coming back into effect. Before, there was a lot of post-possession, pre-possession, but now people are able to line things up with the extra time.
So simultaneous close is you sell your current home that you're living in, you close on that maybe in the morning, and then in the afternoon you close escrow on the new house that you're buying.
So we do it all the time.
You're going from one house right into the next house.
Yeah, we do it all the time. It's like being a conductor of a beautiful orchestra, you know, but everything needs to work in tandem. Josh and Vicki, and Vicki and Josh, you're so good at that because you coordinate with the lender. You coordinate with the title company, with the buyer agent, the selling agent. Many times we have to get involved a little bit with the moving van, right?
Yes, it takes a village, but we know how to orchestrate
it. It takes a village.
That.
I love that, Josh. We are a village at the Carol Royce team.
So, Carol and Josh, I want to share with our listeners an awesome home that we just put on the market in that under a million price point. So this home's on the market for $500,000, and it's an awesome location, Tempe at McClintock and Guadalupe Roads. And the address is 5915 South Stanley Place. This house is beautifully redone with all the plank tile. The
quartz, looks like HGTV.
Yes, the quartz countertops, the beautiful white shaker cabinetry, the just attention to detail. You can actually park an RV. They put in this beautiful custom gate. But many awesome features. This house is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1652 square feet, and it is ready for move-in today.
You know, so I'm hearing you say there's no homeowners association there, so you could pull in a boat or a small RV.
Yeah, they have the sellers actually have an RV, and when they purchased the home, they raised the block wall by several blocks, and it made their backyard just extremely private.
Good, good. We've got a lot of beautiful properties. That's not the only one. We've got so many very nice properties. And so if you are thinking about buying a house, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call me, Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Josh, I know you're putting a fabulous property on the market out in Sun Groves.
Yes, that one's exciting. We just did some light staging to it. We got photography happening. That one's going to be coming on the market later this week. And yeah, I'm excited for buyers to see that one.
You know what I love about that house, Josh? Single level. There is not a step anywhere in that house. It is a beautiful single level, nice open floor plan, just under 2,500 square feet. So yeah, beautiful. Three-car garage,
and there's definitely room for a pool, but you wouldn't lose out on any patio space because it has two patios.
That's
a side
true.
One and the main one.
Yeah.
And we have amazing clients who we sold this home to down in Maricopa, and it's on 19249 North Piccolo Drive. And it's listed for sale for $400,000. And this is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,488 square feet, beautifully done home, gorgeous backyard. So if you're looking for an awesome home with upgrades in that Maricopa area, reach out to us today at 480-776-5231.
Hey, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here just a little bit. We've signed a contract with Roku, which is TV, correct? And they're going to be featuring some of our Carol Royce team properties on that channel. And so that's going to be a great way. It's not quite ready yet. We're setting everything up. But how exciting. You can go onto your TV if you've got Roku, and you can actually look at our houses on the big screen. And I tell you, what an easy way. So if you don't want to get in your car and drive around and find houses, we'll give you more detail on that next week. But what an exciting thing for the Carol Royce team. We are innovators, Vicki.
We are. We're
we
always
are
looking
innovators.
To see how we can market our home sellers'
Absolutely.
Homes so more buyers can have eyes on them. So we're always having meetings talking about how our home sellers and home buyers will benefit. So we're excited to launch that. And again, you always want to check out what we're doing. We have over 128-step process to help you get your home sold at the Carol Royce team.
That's right, we do. And we make sure that all 128 of those are checked off, Josh, because very important systems are very important to the Carol Royce team.
I'm meeting with a lot of our listeners, Carol and Josh, and they've had their homes on the market with other agents, and their home didn't sell. And they've had a lot of disappointment. So at the Carol Royce team, maybe you've had your home in the market in the past, and you want to talk to the Carol Royce team, reach out to us because we'd love to get your home sold and show you how we can take a different approach and get you different results this time around.
That's right. You can always reach us, 480-776-5231, or you can go to carolhasthebuyers.com. Hey, we've had a great show on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, October 16th. I'm going to go home, Josh, and I'm going to sit on my patio, and hopefully there are going to be some ducks swimming by on my lake. I'm not allowed to feed them, but I can go ahead and encourage them. And so, Vic, why don't you just sign off for us, and we'll see everybody here again next week.
You have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Remember, your home sold guaranteed or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today, 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. Have a blessed Sunday afternoon.